Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Across ESPN Wisconsin, my name is Ben Brust. I am at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. My guys, Kyle Wallace and Brad Northman, are up in Slinger. Tell us what's going on, boys.
Oh, it's a beautiful day up here in Slinger, Wisconsin. It's a little crisp. It feels like football weather up here. And give me a moment to shout out Lexi's nephew, Jude Sicarla, plays on the Slinger Owls, part of their national championship team last year. 6'6", wide receiver stud.
Damn, 6'6".
Also plays on the basketball team. Shout out to Jude Sicarla. Go get him tonight, buddy.
Shout out to them. And the reason why we're out here, though, Ben, is because we're set for a huge day in Slinger for the 15th annual Coaches versus Cancer game as the defending state champion, like you said, Slinger Owls, take on their big-time rival, the Hartford Orioles. So we're so excited to be here. Make sure you all come out because they got some great stuff at the Sippy Hippie, and they're bringing out great stuff like espresso drinks, infused red bull, and so much more. So that's why we're live from here today. Great cause.
It's a very cool setup and a great cause.
Wish I could be there. I have to, I get to be here in Madison for Frank Kaminsky going into the UW Hall of Fame. So very excited to support one of my former teammates and see some of my friends. This is very rare that like you can get everyone together in different stages of life. So I'm going to take advantage of every second that I get to see all my former teammates. Now, it's a huge day. I'm very excited for the show today here on Kyle Brusten Northman. Get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more. Strophy is here. He is running the show. And as always, you can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And it still feels crazy that it is a Friday before the Packers play, because as Kyle plays with his paper and I can hear it in my ear, As Micah Parsons was traded to the Green Bay Packers, just like that, it became football season because the trade happened so late in the game that we were so focused on Micah Parsons that now we are on a football Friday in which the Green Bay Packers do play the Detroit Lions week one. The two-time NFC North champs of the last 2 years are playing the Green Bay Packers with higher expectations, as they should, with Micah Parsons. Now, I do want to start looking a little bit ahead with this week, because we've talked about it with or without Micah Parsons. These 2 weeks are going to be critical because of the way the backloaded NFC North schedule is and how tough this schedule is for the Green Bay Packers. You have the Lions week one, and on a short week at Lambeau Field, you face the Commanders on a Thursday night football game. What do you think the Green Bay Packers record will be after the first 2 weeks? 2-0, 1-1, or 0-2? Tell us what it is and tell us why at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Bradley Norton, we'll start with you. Since you played in the NFL, what do you got for the Pack?
Well, there's nothing easy about this first 5 days for the Green Bay Packers. We'll know how they do over these next a week from now, amazingly. I have the Packers going 1-1 in these next 2 games. Here's the reason why. I do see them coming out feeling fresh, feeling good, having a very high moment, an exciting moment to take on the reigning NFC North champions in the Detroit Lions. I think they're going to win that game, guys. I do think the Packers are going to win that game. We're going to dive deeper into the specifics of that game a little bit later in the show. But what comes on the heels of a high moment of beating a team that is you're certainly your biggest rival right now and your biggest hurdle to actually go ahead and win the division again is going to come with a little bit of a letdown. I think the Packers are going to be a little bit beaten up. I think it's going to be a physical matchup. I think it's going to be that they're going to be tested in every way, but the Packers will get that win on Lambeau Field. I think where they will pay the price is on a short week playing a very good Washington team that's built very differently than this Detroit Lions team. To game plan and play the Lions, who are physical, who are tough, who they're going to bruise you a little bit, to then play Washington, which kind of balances toughness and speed, and they have very different types of skill players and ways they stress you, I think they're going to get the loss on Thursday night. So it's going to be 1-1, but I think we're going to be feeling pretty good about this team because this is the cream of the crop, guys. You throw the Eagles in there, and those four teams, Packers, Eagles, Lions, and Commanders, that's the cream of the crop of the NFC. So to come out 1-1, I think you're going to be feeling pretty good about that, set up for a good remaining September month.
Yeah, for me, of course, you already know, man. Listen, let me guess, Kyle.
Let me know.
Listen, Linda. The Green Bay Packers start their season coming up here in 2 days, and y'all already know what the answer is. The Green Bay Packers starting 2-0. The reason why they're starting 2-0 is because they literally got a shot of energy. Yes, they got a shot of energy by getting Michael Parsons, who
is absolutely – I thought it was an epidural.
That's going to relax his back so he can be a menace and a monster on the football field on Sunday. And so I'm so excited for exactly what Michael Parsons can be and what this football team can be. But the Green Bay Packers are locked and loaded and focused, and they're focused on the task at hand. And the task at hand is proving that they belong. Last season against the division, they went 1-5, and they were 0-4 against the top teams that were above them. This is a new season. They understand that, and they are hungry to prove that this year is different. So when I look at this Lions game, I feel great about that. But the next one, Brad talking about a short week. Guess what? It's a short week, Brad, but guess who? Where are we going? Where are we traveling to?
Staying in Lambeau.
We're staying in Lambeau. We ain't going too far. We staying in Lambeau. And so they got to come to us. And on top of that, the Commanders, they're a good football team. I'm not taking anything away from them. But don't allow for the Commanders' finish to the season last year to make you believe that they're a real deal team this year. I'm not saying they're not going to be good because they do have a very good quarterback. They got a very good head coach. And overall, they're a good football team. But they still are not a football team that has championship pedigree or championship experience. So that's why when I think about it, I think the Green Bay Packers will go 2-0 because they'll beat the Lions, and then the Commanders will come in here, and I feel real good about our pass rush against the Commanders, and I think we're going to sack Jaden Daniels quite a bit of times. He's pretty elusive, but he got sacked 68 times last year. I feel good and I feel confident that the Green Bay Packers will start the season off 2-0, especially with the team seemingly healthy. I don't know how healthy Jaden Reed really is, but based off who's practicing, this football team is going to be ready to go, and they're going to start off 2-0. Oh, and that means it's go, Pack, go.
2-0 for Kyle Wallace, 1-1 for Brad Nortman for the first 2 weeks of the Green Bay Packers season. Obviously, Sunday, week one against the Lions, short week Thursday night football against the Washington Commanders. I think my heart says 2-0, but my brain says 1-1. And I just, for some reason, what was a narrative in my head, I think I've talked myself away from it with the Detroit Lions. I think the coordinators changing, Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, like that's been a storyline. But at the end of the day, when I look at that football team, they have a lot of the same guys, and they're still really, really talented. I think it's going to be a very good game. I think it's going to be one of those games where you kind of see two juggernauts, but until the Packers prove to me, with Micah Parsons now, and with Jordan Love seemingly healthy, obviously, with that left thumb injury, that they beat a quality opponent, I just gotta stop putting stock in them beating these teams that have had their number. Kyle, I know obviously you disagree, but until the Packers do beat the Lions, I'm not gonna sit here. Yeah, but even the year before, like the Lions have won the NFC North.
But Ben's
yeah, they
right,
beat him
right?
on Thanksgiving, but guess who went to the NFC Championship that year? Guess who went and won 14, 15 games the next year after that? Until the Packers take down the Lions, it's hard for me when the Lions are as talented as they are, and you look at every skill position, and let's be honest, on the offense, every skill position that they have is better than the Packers. And last year, Jared Goff was better than Jordan Love. So until I see that narrative flip, it's hard for me to say that they're going to win this game. If they do, it will be because that jolt that they got in Micah Parsons. But we know he's going to play, right? Like, there's been some coy. He's going to play, but will he be playing as much as he will throughout the rest of the season? So I'm 1-1. I do think on a short week they take care of the Commanders. Can they beat the Lions? Absolutely. But my brain is telling me they will be 1-1 until they prove to me they can knock off a superior team in the Detroit Lions.
Well, and it poses an interesting question because, Ben, you make a good point, right? This team didn't beat – they struggled in the division, as you said, 1-5, and they struggled against beating top-tier teams, and both of these teams are in that category. So even to walk away 1-1 feels like improvement from last year. So Ben thinks they're going to lose to the Lions. I think they're going to lose to the Commanders. So which one are you more concerned about, Kyle? So we said, if you're going to go 2-0, which one are you more like, well,
neither.
I don't know, though.
No.
I mean, which one are you more concerned about? There's got to be one of them.
I wish I had the confidence where I could say that. But one I am more concerned about, I think Ben hit it, is the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are the top dogs in the NFC North. The Detroit Lions won a lot of football games last year, and they bring back a lot of people. Now, outside of the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, they still got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They still have Gibbs and Montgomery in the backfield. They still have LaPorta at tight end, and they still have a very efficient quarterback in Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. Still
what you forgot, and the reason why I'm cutting you off, is it's easily forgotten somehow that Jamison Williams is their number two wide receiver who went for 1,000 yards. It's just the truth. They have a lot of talent. So I know that you know it's going to be a tough game, and it's fair for you to believe that they would win. I just want to see. It is all that I'm doing with my prediction. Let's go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line with Nate in Orlando, who's listening to us on YouTube. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Nate, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I have the Packers at 12-5 for the season. I have them starting at 1-1. Have them losing to the Commanders, okay? Now, I do, just because now I have to kind of turn my call into responding to Ben. I think we become, you know, I know the Lions have been good for a couple of years now. We do become prisoners of looking too much at the last season and then applying that to the next season. I don't see three teams of the NFC North going to the playoffs again like everybody predicts. I see the Vikings and the Lions taking a step back. I know people have been impressed by JJ. I don't see it, right? You kind of take Darnold's season for granted because he had a bad performance in the playoffs when you needed him most. And so you let him go, and I see them taking a step back. The Lions, no team has lost what the Lions have lost. They've lost their offensive coordinator, their defensive coordinator, their center, their left guard. I think you're overrating their skill players. I think their running backs are not going to be as good because the line has dropped. And I think by the end of the year, Ben, I would bet you, if you would take this bet, and I mean this respectfully, I love you, man, I would bet you $1,000 that there's not a person that thinks that the Lions skill players are better than the Packers, especially now that they have Golden. I wildly disagree with you on that. Woo! I couldn't disagree with you more.
I like Orlando.
Wow. Nate, Orlando.
I like the Friday week one, but I mean, come on now. Like, he made some good points, and then he got the Kyle, the green and gold juice goggles, glasses,
$1,000.
And you're telling me that Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Sam LaPorta, Jamison Williams, and Amon-Ra St. Brown are better than the Packers skill position players? All right, $1,000. I don't know how we can measure that, but I'm always up for a good bet. Unfortunately, I just can't do with fan.
My favorite part is he said that with this level of confidence, there won't be a single person who would say that the Lions are better than that. That removes all doubt. Not even debatably, removing all doubt. I love that confidence week one.
That was awesome.
That was good.
That's how you put a stamp on it, boy. Y'all thought I say some wild.
Are you trying to lose your job, Kyle?
No, I'm just saying.
We can send him a VMix link.
With all due respect to you, Ben Bruss, I love you, bud. I put my money where my mouth is, boy. I like that. What was his name again? What in Orlando?
Nate in Orlando.
Oh yeah, I like Nate. Nate the great, baby.
It's going to be Nate and Kyle and Brad and Ben, separate shows now. You know, Kyle's got his new co-host. They're just going to be drinking green and gold all show long. As you should.
Life.
Look, my outlook for the Packers is still optimistic. I really do think that they're going to be a top team in the NFL. Not just because, like, we want to believe it, right? We've been doing that kind of the last 2 years, not even 2 years ago, but this past year after what Jordan Love did, you thought hey, this team has a chance. When you trade for Micah Parsons, we all know the Lions in Vegas move for the Super Bowl odds. They're tied with the Lions to win the NFC North. That is a huge impact to a football team. Now, can they put it all together? Well, we will see. I wish I could bet Nate somehow. There's no way to quantify that, but it is a great call nonetheless. We would love to continue to hear from you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. The boys are up in Slinger because it is a 15th annual Coaches versus Cancer game. And Slinger High School head coach Bill Jacklin, he won the Don Shula Coach of the Year Award last year. He is awesome because he has some personal connections to cancer, and he's just handled with so much grace and adversity, losing some people close to him, but continuing to drive funds and awareness for something near and dear to everyone's heart. So happy to be supporting Coaches versus Cancer with the boys up in Slinger, and we're happy to be talking with you on what is the Friday before the Packers play the Lions on Sunday. We hit on this a little bit yesterday, and I do want to know, which is better for the Green Bay Packers? If Josh Jacobs is the offensive MVP or if Jordan Love is the offensive MVP? I'd love for Strofe to put that on the Twitter poll at KBN ESPN. Looks like the boys also have some more flies. We had some flies.
They leveled up, man.
Okay, yeah, that's worse.
They leveled up. It's a B.
The B ain't going to be buzzing by the end of this show. Keep messing around with me. Chipmunks and bees. Yeah. They can all get it.
Command versus
the
animal.
The animals are not friends to Kyle. We'll put it on the poll. Which is better for the Packers? If Love is the offensive MVP or if Jacobs is, we want to hear from you, and we'll get that on the other side. It's Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Nortman getting you ready for Packers Lions on Sunday. UKBN Nation, as always, at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. I really want to take Nate in Orlando up on that $1,000 bet, as do a lot of people on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, which does prove that not a single person would take him up on the Lions having... Okay, fair. Well, I guess we have 17 weeks to see whose better skill position players do come out of this. And ultimately, that's for later. What is for now is the Lions and the Packers. And, you know, last year turned into the 52% of the time running the football for the Green Bay Packers due to Jordan Love being injured, due to some decision-making, and due to the efficiency that Josh Jacobs really brought to this team on those opening drives. They turned out to be the opening drive was hand the ball to Josh Jacobs, get the ball out of Jordan Love's hands quickly to Josh Jacobs, and they were efficient doing so. But I want to know for this season, because Jordan Love is key, being healthier than he was, obviously. He does have a thumb issue, but it's not... he would have played through it, he had the surgery, so he should be good to go. Is it better for the Green Bay Packers if Jordan Love is the offensive MVP or if Josh Jacobs is the offensive MVP this season? I started with the NFL punter. We're going to go to the green and gold backer, Kyle Wallace, first here.
Yeah, I mean, for me, when I look at the NFL, I love Josh Jacobs, but guess what? Running backs don't win championships. How great Saquon Barkley was last year, they needed Jalen Hurts in order for them to win. It takes a great quarterback to lead your football team to exactly where you want to go. And the Green Bay Packers need for Jordan Love to be the alpha male on this football team. I understand Josh Jacobs is a dog. Josh Jacobs runs through walls. Josh Jacobs is a beast. But I need him to be that. But at the end of the day, I need everybody to look to Jordan Love when it gets to clutch time, crunch time, for Jordan Love to make the big plays. So when I'm thinking about who we need to be more successful, I want Jacobs to be great, but I need Love to be the greatest. I need Love to be the best. I need Love to be the best quarterback in the NFC, because when I look at or NFC North. When I look at where the Packers are and I look at the history of the Green Bay Packers, the reason why Brad and I were doing the Pack Arena, the reason why Brad and I saw a whole bunch of NFC Central championships, a division Central. Championship, the NFC North championships, is because we had the best quarterback in the division with Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and now it's time for Jordan Love to put himself in that place. So in order for this football team to be where they want to go, they need Jordan Love to be the best quarterback in this division, and that's yet to be seen. So we need Jordan Love to be the best player on this offense and be the MVP of this offense for this football team to be great.
Well, I hear you, Kyle, but my answer might surprise you. Mine's Josh Jacobs. I think it's better for the Packers if Josh Jacobs is the MVP of the offense, and there's a couple reasons why. I remember last year there were so many times where we walked away from the game saying, why don't we give the ball to Jacobs more? It seems like they always have success when they do that. And we brought Jason Wilde on, and his answer was, the game forced them to throw the football. Basically translated, when you are able to have a lead or a tie, you're running the football. You're controlling the game. You're controlling tempo. If Jordan Love's the MVP, it's likely because you're behind and you need to get points and get points quickly, or you're in a shootout. So to me, if the Packers are running the ball more than throwing it, they're controlling the game, controlling tempo, then you're going to have an opportunity for Josh Jacobs to be the MVP of the offense. I just think that caters well to not only that, but then the defense pinning their ears back and letting Micah Parsons go and rushing the quarterback. It takes the pressure off Love. And last year, I'm glad you brought up the Eagles, with Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. Those were your all-pros last year. I mean, I guess you could debate Lamar Jackson versus Derrick Henry as the MVP of their offense, but Saquon Barkley for sure was the MVP of the Eagles' offense last year. And even though Jalen Hurts was the MVP of the Super Bowl, Saquon led them the whole way there. And to finalize my point, I don't need Jordan Love to be the MVP over Josh Jacobs for him to prove to me that he is the franchise quarterback and can be a top eight, a top five quarterback. We've already seen his ceiling. It's just kind of eliminating the bad right now. So if Josh Jacobs is the MVP this season, it means the Packers are playing from ahead. It means that they're controlling the tempo. It's taking pressure off Love. And you're not going to have him forever, so you might as well ride him. So for me, it is Josh Jacobs. If he's the MVP, I think that means good things for the Green Bay Packers in 2025.
It's interesting that Brad said that, because I believe it was yesterday the very famous Brad Nortman said that the Green Bay Packers will go as far as Jordan Love takes them, which is why I'm going to take his words and use it as I believe that Jordan Love is the guy here for the Packers, that if he is the MVP of the offense, they're going to go further, because, again, we have evidence of when he is playing at an MVP level, the capability of this team just goes so much more beyond the... You know, I'm going to steal another Brad Nortman line. Josh Jacobs and the defense are good enough to get this team to the playoffs.
Dang,
Jordan
Ben,
Love playing at a high level is able to propel them even further. So I don't know if you want to switch back, but I think I just have to quote Brad Nortman, and my argument's already made for me, because you gave me the answer to this question. The answer is what Kyle is saying, what I'm saying, and what you said yesterday. It's Jordan Love. If he is the MVP of this offense, they untap so much more. Think back to him hitting Jaden Reed over the middle against the Vikings on New Year's Eve in 2023. Those were plays and throws we didn't see in a consistent manner last year. And with him healthy, and with Matthew Golden, if he can use Jaden Reed, who has been their leading receiver the last 2 years, who's had a little bit of disappearing act later in last season. But it's year three now. And as we've talked with many people, year three, you become who you are in the NFL. And so if he's just their 800-yard guy, they have that. But they also have a guy who Rob Domofsky is raving about of ESPN, and Matthew Golden, who's been near perfect in training camp, who seemingly just needs time to continue to learn the playbook, but he has everything you need in terms of speed, skill, ball-catching ability, 50-50 balls, route running. He does all the things, and Jordan Love and Malik Willis throughout the entire offseason were able to get in, you know, sort of sync with him. So if they're both able to do it, I'm ready to put high expectations and watch Jordan Love unleash it with a new wide receiver and a sexy weapon.
And the thing is, when Jordan Love throws two touchdowns or more, this Packer team is more likely to win than not. Last year they were 6-2 when he was able to do that, and I think it's important for us to establish that. But the biggest argument about this is the fact that quarterbacks win championships. That's what we talk about. How often do you talk about a running back being somebody special where it's like, oh, that running back really led them there, or a wide receiver? Even when you look at the MVP award, the MVP award should just be the quarterback award because it seems to always be a quarterback. Regardless of how great the season Saquon Barkley had last year, at the end of the day, everybody's looking at the quarterback. They get paid the most money because they have the most responsibility, and the burden of win falls on their shoulders. So for me, Jordan Love has to excel for this football team to be great, and he needs to be the team MVP. If Josh Jacobs is the team MVP, he better have broken the rushing record.
Well, you guys are right, and I stand by what I said, Ben. Darn those listening ears of Ben Brust. And Kyle, you make good points about being the quarterback, and this is for sure a quarterback league. But I don't think it's any coincidence that during that great stretch that Jordan Love had to end 2023, let's not forget, that's when Aaron Jones got back healthy and was really ramping it up. I think Jordan Love plays his best when complemented with a true dominant rushing game. I think if the teams are trying to game plan against the Green Bay Packers and they say, we need to sell out to stop the run. We cannot let Josh, above all things, we cannot let Josh Jacobs beat us. I think that works perfectly in the hands of Jordan Love to have him play his best football. So I think that if teams are more focused on Josh Jacobs, and if Josh Jacobs is incredibly productive, I think that allows Jordan Love to play his best football. Now, it won't make him have MVP-level numbers, but I think he'll be doing just enough and be doing plenty in this Matt LaFleur-led offense to have this offense be clicking on all cylinders. That is what I mean by Josh Jacobs being the MVP. If he's the dog, if he's the one that people fear most, I think that works perfectly in the hands of letting Jordan Love play his best as well.
Oh, man, I can't wait to Sunday.
We all know that,
dude,
Kyle loves the poll results. And
yeah,
on Twitter at KBN ESPN, is it better for the Packers if QB Jordan Love or running back Josh Jacobs is the offensive MVP? Jordan Love early, 83% of the vote. Brad, you're swimming at the bottom of the deep end here at 17%. We'll continue to get your reaction. 800-990-3776. The boys are in Slinger for Coaches versus Cancer, helping raise some money, and it's going to be a great time up there. But I need Brad to tell us about our Talk and Text Line sponsor.
Oh, that's, of course, Carbless. And wouldn't you know, last night watching the game, and probably again tonight, and for sure on Sunday watching the green and gold, I was accompanied by a Carbless. I had a Moscow Mule last night. I had a margarita and a mojito, clearly from the classic cocktail four-pack, which is just so unbelievably good. But there truly is something for everybody. Right now, it's a little crisp. It's a little cool out here.
It doesn't feel like early September.
It doesn't. So that classic cocktail package, it sounds kind of good right now. But if you want that, you want that touch of summer, you want to feel like you are in the sun, maybe try the margaritas, maybe try all the fruit flavors. There is something for everyone, and the taste is something that you need to experience to actually believe how good it is. But not only that, I'm at the point where I'm not taking shortcuts when it comes with trusting what is in any given food or drink that I put into my body, and Carbless is no exception. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, 100 calories per can, and less carbonation, the perfect amount, not so much to bloat, but just enough to quench that thirst. Carbless continues to blow it out of the water to dominate the Nortman fridge, and it will be dominating my taste buds this weekend as I watch football all weekend long. Experience your game day bliss. Discover why Liss is more with Carbless, because Liss is more with Carbless.
Brad Nortman loves to be dominated. Wheel of Strofe next.
Wheel of Strofe.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman.
And Brad was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Colin Russo, former co-host of Alex Strofe and Brad Nortman, came in here, and that guy can talk. That guy can talk. So I apologize.
What's he
to
doing,
KBN Nation? He's doing the Iron Man.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh. He's doing the Iron Man.
No one's going to be like, good luck or anything?
Well, no, it's amazing.
He needs it.
He texted me that he's going to be at the Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate tomorrow. I said, Colin Russo, you better jump on air with us and bring all that energy and that spice. But fly it all the way up here from Florida just to do the Iron
Man. Yeah, they don't have one down in Florida.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be chilly tomorrow, too. I think it's only going to be like 60s. So.
Well, oh, that's right. You got to swim, too.
That's probably better for running, though, and biking. I don't know if you want to be in the
hot
sun.
Isn't that a full marathon? Like a 100-mile bike and like a mile swim or something.
Oh my God! Yeah. Strofe's new athletic challenge: the Ironman.
Wow,
he'll be a dead man.
Yeah, he would legitimately die. Like we literally can't
enough
have
for that.
Him do the Ironman.
For that.
He would either drown.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Yeah, we're done with that. Enough discussion on my demise.
My name's Ben Brust. We have Brad Nortman and Kyle Wallace up in Slinger. We got Strofe of the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studio. And UKB and Nation are with us for a little Wheel of Strofe. Strofe, hit it.
Strofe, before you go.
Yes, go ahead.
Is there any Badgers on this? I can't believe we're going to, because you guys are talking about Badgers. We got a whole Friday.
There is if we spin the correct thing, but we've got to spin the
wheel. A Wheel of Strofe.
Good spin!
Thank you,
good
Ben. Spin. Thank you. Oh, it's yellow, which means I'm ready to introduce a new game to the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh.
Yes,
it is called...
Oh, wow.
It is called Salesman, plural.
Oh.
I am going to issue each of you a football game this weekend, and you will each have 30 seconds to sell me on why I should watch it.
Okay.
Kyle Wallace, first. We start with you. Why should I watch Middle Tennessee State and Wisconsin?
Oh, you should watch Middle Tennessee State, Wisconsin to figure out whether or not Danny O'Neill is actually a good quarterback. He struggled last week against Miami of Ohio, but he was put in a pinch. But now we need to figure out if we don't have our quarterback back for a while, we need to figure out if Danny O'Neill can take the reins and win. But other than that, we need to figure out if the Badgers are good or bad. And if they don't blow them out, I can tell you this right now. We are bad to the bone, not in a good way.
Hey, didn't even use the whole 30 seconds. Good job, Kyle. What a salesman. Quite a pitch.
You're welcome.
All right, Brad You're Nortman, welcome. It is your turn. Why should I watch the Carolina Panthers at the Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend?
Oh, the Brad Nortman Bowl. Talk about a game that I'm excited for this weekend. Carolina at Jacksonville. Here's why I'll tell you. First of all, who doesn't love the expansion teams from 1994? It all warms our heart a little bit inside thinking about those teams. But you want to think about the most electric, fascinating, and intriguing player, not only in the draft, but in all of football right now. Ooh. That's Travis Hunter. Oh. How are the Jaguars going to utilize him? Offense, defense, I'm fascinated by the packages, how they'll use him. It is something that you will not see in any other game all weekend, college or pro.
Wow.
And the Panthers are cool.
Well, too. That's a much better pitch than Kyle. We can just say that right off the rip.
Yeah, Kyle was dog water.
Oh, wow. Y'all
Danny
like Danny
O. We're talking Danny O.
I mean, he's a quarterback. Yeah,
let's go to the salesman of the panel. Nobody's better at kissing ass than Ben Brust. Ben Brust, why should I watch what will end up being probably the worst game of the NFL season? The Arizona Cardinals at the New Orleans Saints.
I'm going to tell you not to watch it because this is stupid. Go watch something else. If you're watching this, you don't have a good fan team to root for, and you don't want to watch. Just spare yourself. Go watch anything else but that game. I would rather watch Grambling State get blown out by Ohio State or watch Danny O'Brien, who Kyle couldn't sell me on, than watch Spencer Rattler try and throw a football. The New Orleans Saints are freaking horrible. Don't watch the game.
Danny O'Neill.
Bad sell. I'm going to go ahead and give the first ever.
It wasn't even
Danny
O'Brien
was the other quarterback, I think. Yeah.
Did I say Danny O'Brien?
Danny O'Brien.
No, I don't even know. This is the state Kyle of us did. Right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Danny O'Neill. He didn't sound right when he said it.
That's where the Badgers are at, I guess. Well, congratulations, Brad Nortman, the winner of the first ever game of Salesman on the Wheel of Strofe.
Yeah.
All right, let's spin it again.
Wheel of Strofe.
Here we go!
I actually think I won by not selling it.
You didn't play the game! All right, purple. Ooh, fun one as well.
I love Strope's reaction to the colors.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, purple.
So every year, it seems, at least the last couple of years, it seems like a quarterback has gone from one team to another and completely revitalized their career. So I'm going to give you a few options of players that have gone to a new team this year. And I want you to tell me which one you think has the best chance of revitalizing their career in the NFL with week one. Well, it kicked off last night, but really getting going this weekend. Of these four, which one do you think has the best chance? Is it Justin Fields with the Jets? Sam Darnold with the Seahawks? I know he kind of revitalized his career last year, but got the big paycheck this offseason. Daniel Jones with the Colts? Or Russell Wilson with the Giants? Benny, we'll start with you.
Man, I mean, the easy answer, I think, is Darnold just because of what he was able to do, and he does have JSN. But I'm really intrigued with Justin Fields. I really am, because when Justin Fields is able to just be himself with a new coordinator, new head coach, his Garrett Wilson teammate in Ohio State brethren right there with him, I think he's got the best shot. Daniel Jones just stinks. Like, he just stinks out loud. And Russell Wilson, I think he's just an old dog that you're not going to be able to bring him back in today's NFL. He was great in 2013, 14, and 15. It is now 2025, and everywhere he's gone since then has been a disaster. So why should I believe in him now? It's Fields or Darnold, but I'm intrigued by Justin Fields.
Yeah, you go, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm also right there. I'm going to piggyback off you. I think it also is Justin Fields. I think that what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to build the offense around him, let him be the focal point. And he's going to New York with no pressure, right? There's no pressure for them to win right now. They have extremely low expectations. They have a new football coach. They need to figure out what they can do great with him. Last year, he went 4-2 as the starter for the Steelers, even though he has some issues throwing the football. But I think if he's able to use his legs and they make it real easy for him, I do think that Justin Fields can prove that he wasn't worth, I think he went number one overall, but he could be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he was like 11th or something like that. Well, he was fairly high.
Yeah, he was top first round pick.
I want to give a different answer. I think it is Fields. He's just unleashed from the horror of Chicago. And I thought last year he was doing okay until I think he got injured a little bit. And Russell Wilson is so steady, he's hard to actually beat out. So I think it's I think it's Justin Fields, but I think Sam Darnold actually has a pretty good complement of weapons up there in Seattle, too. He's shown that he's capable. We're going to find out really quickly how much Kevin O'Connell was a part of that.
Yeah.
Wheel of Strofe!
I enjoyed that discussion. One final NFL topic for the Wheel of Strofe or push-ups. We'll all find out together.
Good spin, Strofe!
Mid-season spin form.
That's yellow, for the record. It was very close, but it was yellow, which we've already done. But
it
we're
was
just gonna,
very close.
We're gonna do the last topic anyway, even though we already got a yellow. So three of the last four seasons in the AFC, a team has gone from worst to first in their division. Mm-hmm. Of these teams, who do you think has the best chance in 2025? And I think we'll all be in agreement none of them do it, but which one has the best chance in your eyes? Is it in the AFC East, the New England Patriots? In the AFC North, the Cleveland Browns. In the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans. Or the AFC West with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Ooh, I'll dive
doozy
in.
Doozy of a list, by the way.
I'll dive in. I would probably say, it might sound crazy, but I'd say the Titans. I just think the AFC South is just not very good. So you got more of an opening than the rest of the divisions. I think they're pretty top-heavy, the rest of them. And Cam Ward might have a Jaden Daniels type. First season where he is talented. He can do a lot. He's a dual threat quarterback, so they could take a lot of teams by surprise. I really don't think it happens, but I don't see any other team doing that.
Oh my gosh. I am so glad to be a Packers fan. I'm just thinking, those teams are awful. They're all awful. I'm trying to think. Wow. You said the Raiders.
The Patriots, I mean.
You think the Patriots are good? You think they have a chance to win that division?
I don't know about win the division, but I'm saying you said they're so awful. They've won six Super Bowls the last two decades.
But they suck right now. That's what I'm talking about.
They got a quarterback.
Okay, sure. They have a quarterback, so you say. Which I do like their quarterback in Drake May. But I'm right there with you as well, Brad. I think it is the Tennessee Titans, not based off how good the Titans can be, simply based off that division is just a toilet bowl. I mean, the Texans are – they seem to be a good football team, but they can't get it fully together to actually be turned into a championship football team. The Colts sucks. The Jags suck. The Texans can't get it fully together. The Titans are the only team that has a chance to surprise out of that list.
Yeah, The Raiders have no shot. The Chiefs are in their division. The Patriots have no shot. The Bills are in their division. You guys hit. I mean, the Browns have like 18 quarterbacks.
They're not trying
not
to win.
The Browns probably have the worst.
I'm not an expert on quarterback play, but I think having like 18 quarterbacks usually doesn't mean that you're gonna have a good chance to win your division. So it is the ugly Jaguars, Texans, Titans, and
the Colts.
Yeah, Colts. No, it's easily the Titans with the best chance, which still isn't even a good chance.
Joe Flacco was on a couch before they got him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good. He was checked out.
Hey, what'd you guys think?
He had a run, though.
Good wheel of stroke today, right?
Yeah, that was good wheel of stroke.
That was very good.
Yeah, it was thought-provoking for once.
Yesterday and today was very good.
Very good.
Very good. Lots of fun conversations.
We like the salesman game?
Though.
I kind of like that game.
I do. I do.
Okay.
I do like that game.
All right, great. All right, go ahead, Ben.
I like that you assign it to us without us knowing. Because that creates for some fun thought exercises.
Yeah.
Join IKEA Family. It's free to join and provides early access to special sales and savings throughout the store, early insight on upcoming sales, 90-day price perception, and you get access to that buyback and resale program where things are already put together and they've just been, you know, used for a week or a month and somebody moves on to something different, but you can get a good value on something that's already put together. New signups get $20 off your next in-store purchase of $150 or more when you choose to receive those promotional emails. So join IKEA Family. They have great home furnishings, solutions, remodels. They have everything for whatever stage of life you are in. Check out IKEA in Oak Creek. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, UKBN Nation, getting you ready for Lions and Packers this Sunday. Alex Stroh has been working on something for about 15 weeks, it seems like. It hasn't been that long, but he's put a lot of effort into Friday's Green Bay Packers Stroh parody songs. We're going to have the grand finale coming up, but we have to relive some of the greatest hits before we hit the grand finale. On the other side, coming up next on Kyle Brust-Nortman, as the boys are live from the Sippy Hippie and Slinger for Coaches versus Cancer. More next.
This is Kyle Brust-Nortman, KBN.
And that Alex Stroh, you look like you had something to say.
Brewers!
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You take me
higher. Oh, I'm thinking about all the games this weekend. Think about the injury reports. If you're on the injury report of life due to joint pain, then you got to call my friends at QC Kinetics because they are going to make your life better. They're going to take away that pain for the long term, and they're going to do so because they're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. They use cellular treatments to actually attack that pain right at the cellular level to alleviate that joint pain, give you long-term recovery, and make you feel like you can live your best life again. I mean, life is too short and too painful to live totally held back from joint pain. And I've been there. I've been to the Greenfield location, and QC Kinetics proves to me again that they are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine for a reason. All the tools they have in their toolkit blows my mind. You got to go there too. QC Kinetics is going to be your go-to location to give you your pain-free life due to that joint pain. So if you're wondering, man, I should go have a second opinion. I wonder if it's for me. It's a free consultation. It's a free consultation. No commitment with QC Kinetics, but I'm going to tell you what. 80% of the people that go in there for their free consultation, most of them want to start treatment right away and don't want to wait any longer because they see how QC Kinetics can help them and get them on the path to a pain-free life. So give them a call today for their free consultation, 414-285-3474, 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474.
It is Green Bay, Micah. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. The reason why I said that is because that is what Stroh made of a Creed song that you heard coming into the show here. You got Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Kyle and Brad up in Slinger. The Sippy Hippie, baby. It's a big day, the 15th annual Coaches versus Cancer game. They're bringing out the good stuff. They got espresso drinks, flavor-infused Red Bulls, fresh lemonades, bakery treats, and the best of it all is all for a great cause. So come out and get the details at sippyhippie.com, Coaches versus Cancer, 15th year of this game. So as the offseason has progressed, we've had Alex Stroh come up with some creative songs to keep you up to date and also keep you entertained on what's been going on. It has come to the day where in about 5 minutes, Strofe is going to play the grand finale.
Wow.
But there has been how many total songs, Strofe?
I haven't done the tally, but I believe it's 16 or 15. We started this. I started this, and I know we're going to hear the original one here in a minute. I started this back on May 30th when there was 100 days until the NFL season, and I've done at least one every week, some weeks two. Yeah, it's been really fun. This week's, which we will hear in a bit, I don't even know. It melted my brain. My head hurts. I have spent so many hours on the song. You'll understand why when I play it. But it's quite a finale. I'll just put it that way.
Well, man, I'd love to hear not all 16, obviously, but some of our faves. I know we discussed a little bit together. Kyle is a big fan of Jair's dad.
It's got it
the person,
going
maybe,
on.
And also the song.
Yes, yes.
Brad Nortman, a big Kesha TikTok guy.
TikTok on the clock.
And myself, the OG original song just has a special place in my heart because of one specific line, and it's also good. So, Strofe, take it away with the OG first song you've ever done for Packers parody.
Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, Brett Favre, Don Hudson, Eddie Bennett, Bart Starr, go Pack, go. Jordan Love, Matthew Golden, touchdown on the Lions, Lambo leaps, cheese heads, 100 days to go. Alexander Jair, will he even be here?
Will he even be here?
April hosted the draft, September brings touchdown craft. Matt LaFleur, Halfley, how great can it be? New press policy, Mark Murphy, goodbye.
We didn't start the fire. Green and gold are blazing, all the fans are praising. We didn't start the fire. From the draft to glory, it's the same old story.
DJ Strofe.
So good. What a song to kick
it's
it off.
It's so good.
It's so
dude,
good.
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah,
Strofe,
no,
you're not going to say
good.
Thank you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't think
it's really getting emotional and sad.
I actually am. I'm sad this is over, right? Like, you know the line from The Office.
You're like Taylor Swift. It's the end of the Eras tour.
You know what? But the line from The Office, you wish that they would have told you were in the good old days when you were in the good old days. It feels like we're exiting the good old days a little bit in terms of this bit.
I don't know if I would go that far.
Oh, I would. I would.
I think we're reaching on that one.
I would go that far.
And next, dealer's choice.
The Green Bay Packers offered a contract comparable with what the Ravens contract offered. Would he still be a Packer today?
Yes.
Jair's dad says what's going on. Jair's dad says what's going on. Jair's dad says what's going on. Jair's dad says what's going on.
Jair, can I come over to Baltimore?
Baltimore.
We can hang around and play catch with Lamar.
Play catch with Lamar.
Play catch with Lamar.
Did Goody give you a contract you want?
Contract you want.
December 28th at Lambeau, you can taunt.
At Lambeau, you taunt.
I know we're not the defense that we used to be. Since Joe Barry walked out, it's all about Halfley. Jair's dad says what's going on. You're moving out and we waited for so long. Jair, can't you see? You're just not the bag for me. I know it might be bad, but I'm a fan of Jair's dad.
Listen,
so
Strofe, that's A1. That's A+. That's A+. That was phenomenal.
These really are the greatest
phenomenal
hits.
Play catch with Lamar. for the sake of time, Kyle, are you good if we skipped, or Brad, TikTok?
I mean, if you're going to deprive KBN Nation. But I will say the only reason I'm okay with it is because Strofe did tell me what this song was weeks ago. I haven't been this excited for a segment, and I'm not joking, months, maybe years in KBN.
Oh, wow.
I am so excited to hear this KBN Nation stick. Don't change that dial, as Kyle would say. It is. I am so eager this song.
I'm nervous.
Is it good, Strofe? Is it good, Strofe?
It is the grand finale coming up in 2 minutes. The grand finale of Strofe's parody songs. Getting you ready for Packers Lions next in 2 minutes on Kyle Bruston Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.